back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back to the lines. With three people on the line in about 7 minutes. You're going to get 2 minutes each. I'll take you in order. Looking forward to it. Start with Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning. I heard you talking about the school boards this morning. You know, those people on the school boards that think they have a right to have kids infected by COVID, I don't understand it. They're science deniers, again, which is a common denominator with many of the far right. They don't want to learn history. Again, they don't like education. Anything that educates the mind, whether it's medicine, whether it's the environment, whether it's our personal safety, they don't want education. They want their rights. But their rights have gone way overboard. They don't have a right to infect my grandkids. They don't. I have a right to protect my grandkids. They got to start with common sense. One thing I know that's a fact, Trump lost 2 elections by...
Right, right. You know something, Bill? I think you've said it about as well as it can be said. People have a right to make their own medical decisions. For instance, if you don't believe in medicine, you can say, I'm not going to have bypass surgery. And then, unfortunately, you may die, but that's your call. When you have a communicable disease, you do not have a right to infect other people's grandkids. That you don't have. They have rights. Those grandkids have rights. And these recalls and, you know, the unbelievably stupid thing is the AG in Montana sending cops in to harass doctors for not giving Intervectum, which is a dewormer for 2,000-pound animals, to a right-wing patient who wanted it. Go somewhere else, Jack. Go to the barn and take it. You take that big pill. But it ain't happening. You're absolutely right. The Republican Party has lost its mind. Not all of them. I like Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, a lot of them. Lincoln Project, but a lot of them have lost their minds on science. Thank you for calling. Next, we go to Pizza Box Mike, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Pizza Box Mike, my co-host. Hey,
we've got some problems in this country, don't we? I mean, not just at the school boards. How about this Judge Schrader in the case with Kyle Rittenhouse, that the people he murdered cannot be referred to as victims, but they can be referred to as rioters, looters, arsonists, even if they didn't participate in any of that. I think this guy is mistaken. He must be thinking about January 6th.
You know, it's amazing you raise that, because I'll tell you something. It occurred to me to put it as a topic. I know the judge. I know of him. Respect the guy, but he's been a judge for 40 years. He is no spring chicken, this guy, okay? He's one of the few judges that these people were gunned down, and he's not letting the prosecutors refer to them as victims, because he says technically they're not victims until Rittenhouse is convicted of murder. And that's the chicken and the egg. What if he doesn't get convicted of murder because they weren't referred to as victims? But Rittenhouse's lawyers can refer to them as arsonists and rioters, even though there is no evidence and it's not true that they were arsonists. That is wrong. The problem is judges, and he's alone on that victim thing among judges, but Supreme Courts are very unwilling to overturn whatever the result of a criminal case is simply because of that kind of error. So there you go. You get what you get. Pizza Box Mike, you are right on the money. As always, listen to Pizza Box Mike Saturdays at noon and an occasional co-host for me, which I appreciate. Next, we go to Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Morning, Matt. As always, thank you for taking my call. You got a great show today. I just love the callers. Bill from Oconomowoc, Pizza Box, and of course there's Jeannie up north. Makes me feel like there's other people out there that really care. I don't know who the Republican Party is anymore, but I echo what Bill said. I have grandkids, and they were debating if they should have masks or not, for goodness sakes, you know. But anyway, what I call in about is Rebecca Clayfish. When she talked about harvesting ballots, you know, like the Democrats. I mean, God help us. If she gets the nomination, which she very well could, and became governor of this state, I don't know. I might have to think about Minnesota or something. But anyway, thanks for all your great callers. Most of the things I was just going to talk about, they talked about. So I am a little worried, though, if the current people, the Trumpsters, You look at Virginia out there, that actually does scare me. The Democrats need to get off the dime here and pass some of this stuff. But to think that some Trump Republican or whatever you want to call him could get elected as governor of Virginia, that should be a bell ringer right there. Okay, well, thank you, callers. Have a good day, Matt.
All right, thanks, Paul. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, I want to hit two things you just said. One of them is Virginia, the latest poll. Remember, the election's next week. Latest poll is McAuliffe is 1.5 points ahead of Youngkin, but the problem is margin of error is 3.8%. What that means is that either one of them could have 3.8% more or less than that poll. So it could be if McAuliffe has 3.8 more and Youngkin is 3.8 less, the spread is something like 7 or 8 points. That's great. What if it's the other way? What if it's the other way? What if Youngkin is 8 points ahead? We don't know. It all depends on get out the vote. There have been more than 600,000 votes cast early. They're hitting McAuliffe on everything they don't like about Biden's administration. Biden went in and so did Obama, and they hit him, Youngkin, for being tied to Trump. Youngkin is a guy who says that Trump got robbed. He would attack our democracy. You know why it's important that McAuliffe win? Because if Youngkin is the governor, he won't certify the next election if a Democrat wins. And then it's become a legal issue, constitutional issue under the 12th Amendment, who selects the electors. Same in New Jersey. Phil Murphy, believe it or not, is within the margin of error. Got to get out there and vote. And you also raised Clayfish. She would be an unmitigated disaster. The Duchess of Foxconn, Lady Foxconn, the Duchess of Foxconn, strong Foxconn. She's very Foxconn, supported it, $4.5 billion to a Chinese company that had slipped out of many other contracts, hasn't done anything with that land, took over $1 billion of our money to improve the site, Mount Pleasant and Racine, on the hook for bonding. They can't make it. You think Racine and Mount Pleasant can pay over $1 billion, their tax base may not be that. Or maybe it is, but not much more. State's on the hook to step in and make it up, make a lot of it up. Lady Foxconn, the Duchess of Foxconn. The thing about her is she's sort of Christy Nomish. She's sort of Kim Reynolds-ish. She reminds me of those people, governors respectively, South Dakota, in Iowa, bad news, we'd have another one here, compliant. They would put her in the back of a drop-top Cadillac. She'd do a pageant wave. Pageant wave to the left, pageant wave to the right. There'd be a speaker in her ear from Richard Eline, Diane Hendricks, the donors. Do this, do that, a cipher, a robot. We can't have that. I don't think we're going to have that in Wisconsin. Be interesting if Sean Duffy got in, right-wing congressman, stepped down on his own. He would have gotten reelected, had a child born, special needs child. I deeply respect his decision, step down and support his wife. Now Trump's pushing him. He sucked up to Trump. We don't want him. I think Evers will get reelected against either one of them, but I agree with you that both would be a disaster. But Rebecca Clayfish, pageant waving from the back of a drop-top Cadillac, would be the worst. Okay, coming to the end of the show. Great show. Thanks for all of the call-ins. Even when I push back on some of you, it is intended in the interest of good radio. Stand by for great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Luke and Brian show, Dueling Tangents, then Devil Radio, Earl Ingram, my good friend, Pizza Box Mike, my co-host Pizza Box Mike, a lot of other great programming in the evening and the weekends. Matt Flynn Direct will be back, same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.